BBC, Holby City, starring Tina Hobley as Chrissy, Paul Bradley as Elliot, Sarah Jane Potts as Eddie, and Michael Thompson as Johnny. Double Bubble by Martha Hillier and Paul Campbell. Previously.
I'm Johnny, neurosurgeon, St. James's. Excellent hair.
Yep. The sooner I'm out of here, the better.
Which is why I've come up with an escape plan. You want in?
And then?
So how do you think your people skills are now?
This never happened.
Right, break it up!
Get lost, Malik.
Sorry. Forgot you so far in the closet, you and Narnia.
Michael, it's Chrissy. Sasha's been stabbed. He's bleeding out pretty badly. It's Eddie. I can help. Do you want me to take over?
Yes, Chrissy. Let her.
Sasha's in surgery.
Can you not see her time?
Nope, just meet him here. You could meditate.
Is it just me? I mean, am I so unreasonable to expect a bit of timekeeping?
Foot.
Excuse me, nurse. Have you seen a Mr.
Just give me a minute.
Wow. Do you see that?
Shocking.
That's going to change.
Okay, we're official. Henrik Hansen sent an email. Transplants are us.
Well, can we get started then?
See if I could stop you, dude.
Johnny picks up the phone on the nurse's station.
What's it called?
Darwin.
Hello? Darwin?
Chrissy's asleep in AAU.
They don't want any visitors. Who made you boss?
Jack slips into Sasha's room, past Chrissy, who's sleeping on a mattress on the floor. Approaching the bed, Jack picks up the medical notes and glances at Sasha, then leans in.
Are you pretending to be asleep?
Looking at Chrissy.
Don't wake her.
How are you feeling?
Yeah, been better.
Well, your white blood cells aren't brilliant. That's a surprise, eh?
Yeah.
Jack looks at Sasha with genuine concern.
What the hell happened, Sasha?
He looks away.
Oh, come on, tell me the gossip. How's upstairs?
Usual politics. Put it this way, you think you've been stabbed in the back? Shh. Well, she is out for the count.
Yeah, she's taking it hard. Taking it very hard.
Johnny's still in Darwin with his pregnant friend.
What's the boss?
Seriously?
I can just smell it.
Your diabetes.
Ha! Guess the password.
Password?
Yep.
Who is running this place? It's a shambles.
Shh. Ha ha! My insiders tell me that you would be my new team.
We would indeed. Mr. Hope, right?
I'm sorry I missed your interviews. I had a conference I had to attend.
No worries. Do you mind if I sit back down?
No, of course not. Nice to meet you in the flesh. I must say I was very impressed by the BMJ piece that you sent, Mr. Hansen.
She sent.
Sorry?
She's the governor. I just know Kate.
Me surgeon, him nurse.
Johnny McCorney, transplant coordinator.
Moa Fanger, transplant registrar.
I'm beyond mortified.
Oh, don't worry. You're not the first.
No. It's unforgivable. It's only because...
It was worse when we both had moustaches.
Distinguishing feature, I'm the funny one.
I let her think.
Sorry, excuse me. It's yours. A new bleeper for the new transplant coordinator. I imagine it'll take you a while to get up and running.
It's named for an outside lane, right?
Yes. I'm so very glad that you're here, Ms. Fanger. Poaching you is something of a coup for Holden.
Yeah, well, it's nice to be a part of something
Hello.
New.
Darwin, I know that voice. Is that Belinda? Yeah, it's me. Fanger's dragged me out to the sticks.
Do you know Belinda from Transplant UK?
No, not personally.
Johnny and she are pretty tight. You'll get us something.
Right.
Fantastic, thank you. We've got an offer. Heart and lungs. She's emailing the details now. We have 45 minutes to accept or, you know, reject. Nasty. Minging. Ugh, illegal.
You could, you know, wash one up.
Ah, Mr. Malik, an attractive young gentleman is searching for you.
Come again?
Agency nurse, cheekbones, eyes.
Oh, him. Mr. Hygiene.
Last seen in ward stores. Go, go, go! Hi. Serena. Dan. Bones, right?
Hello, shirt.
Dead giveaway. Let me guess. Married to a blonde, given up rugger for golf, and would prefer a Labrador to a third.
Wrong, wrong, and yes, wrong. Although I am indeed very fond of Labradors.
Ooh, powers of deduction are clearly off kilter. A man of mystery. How intriguing. Oh, just sent Mr. Malik in the other direction.
Miss Campbell, gonna have to relieve you of that.
Oh, you do realise that could seriously impact on my ability to treat patients.
Oh, come on, ma'am, rules are rules.
Ah, Dan, this is Simon, who will apparently be running the place for the next few weeks.
We know each other. You trained at Guy's, right?
Yeah.
Oh, you're a Guy's man. Should have known.
Serena walks off.
Dan Hamilton. So you didn't jack it all in and move to California then?
No. No, I grew out of that idea.
And now you're an orthopod.
Polo shirt?
I'm afraid so.
Case conference. Who do I invite?
No. My unit. My responsibility.
Afternoon.
Ah, our new arrivals have been, well, transplanted to us. This is Nurse Jonathan Marconi, coordinator stroke theatre manager.
Nurse?
Technically.
Jack Naylor, consultant.
And this is Mo Ifanga, specialist transplant registrar and fellow of the academy.
Nice to meet you both.
We've met already. At the people skills course.
I kind of blacked that out. Can I have a quick word with you?
Of course. Excuse us.
Jack draws Elliot aside.
So that's the dream team.
Case conference. Do I invite Henrik Hansen?
As we're just kicking off, I would, yes.
Absolutely. Does Hansen know she's about to spawn?
He must do.
Well, if he doesn't, he's about to.
Scale of 1 to 10?
Still around 11.
OK, I'll crank up the dose.
Sasha notices Chrissy walking in.
Hey, I'm working on it. I can't just force her out of here.
Don't you say Hansen insisted?
You just focus on getting better, all right? She's not the only one who's had a rough time lately.
I just know they're bleeding to death. No fool can manage that.
What's he doing on the ward?
I wanted him out here so I could keep a better eye on him. It's nothing to worry about. All right, you rest up. Chris. His WBCs are up a little bit. It's nothing...
Should I be worried?
Well, if I'm not, you shouldn't be. Look, Chrissy, I want to talk to you about something.
Do not tell me to go home.
Hansen has allowed me to hire an agency
nurse. He needs people that he knows.
Look, he needs rest, okay? And you should rest while he is, all right? I mean, give yourself a break. Who's watching after Daniel?
Daniel is fine. He's with the in-laws. So now, if you don't mind, please could you tell me who my next patient is?
Warwick Randall. 38, cystic fibrosis, minimum functionality in both lungs.
Sold, perfect for a heart and lung block transplant.
Ambitious, but achievable.
Right, Johnny will break the good news. You'll show me around the theatres.
Quick work, guys. That's what we like. Decisions.
Is Mr. Randall strong enough to survive the op? Comparatively, considering the CF.
And who do we bring in as reserve to receive the organs if Mr. Randall should not prove a match?
For the heart, Alexandra Morell, 57, dilated cardiomyopathy.
If this Warwick dude's too skinny, Miss Morell gets the heart, we pass on the lungs. Done?
Got it.
Right.
What are your reservations, Mr. Hope?
No, nothing. It's just... I wouldn't want us to rush into anything. Miss Morell has been brought in a number of occasions as reserve, all false starts.
Well, as I appointed you to run the unit, I suppose it's your call.
Tell you what, look, if you think this looks bad, you should see the other bloke. He was a right mouthy git.
Present from the ED, Kevin Elston. The police want to talk to him when we're done.
Oh, great. How many she got?
Too many. I'd help you out, but I
couldn't. Ah, yes, software induction.
What about Chrissy?
Come on, stab wound.
Service! Do I get some service? Tell you what, Duck, a cup of tea won't go amiss.
Any more of that attitude and I'll get you thrown out, OK?
I'll pay your wages, do you know that?
Somehow I doubt that. Seriously, Kevin, if you wind us up, you'll be in big trouble, all right? You OK?
Of course.
So, Kevin, how did that get in there?
Well, it wasn't DIY, was it?
All right, well, there's damage to the subclavian, but it's clean. No pneumothorax.
Just give it a tug, love.
Should I get us a start?
Yeah. Don't move that arm unless you want to lose it. In the meantime, let's go easy on the opiates.
Okay. And thank you.
Yeah, well, whatever we can do to help you guys.
Great stuff. Thank you very much indeed. Heart and lungs on a bike from Weston.
Do we know?
I never ask. It'll be in the notes.
A man and woman.
Mr. Randall, welcome back. Mrs. Randall, good to see you, Mr. Hope. This is Mo Fanga. She is part of our new transplant team.
Hi, guys. Good to see you. Nice day for it, huh?
No offence, but there are places I'd rather be.
Would you like to jump on the scales?
That's it, then. My numbers have come up. Fingers crossed.
Depends on how your weight's been.
Well, I think he's put some on.
I haven't. Come on.
Sorry?
There's no point in lying, is there? I never see in a moment.
Sorry, I just...
Warwick's being weighed.
It's a block, is it? Heart and lung?
Yep, double bubble. Someone's smiling on you.
Do you know how they...
We never ask. OK, 80 kilos. You're what, 6 foot? So I make that BMI of 24. It's not ideal.
We could round it up to 24.5.
We could, but...
However risky it is, we're prepared, aren't we? It's my choice. Even if it's risky, we've talked about it.
Yeah, I mean, in the end, it's your choice.
Well, not technically.
My life, my choice.
Well, there is a risk to the organs, too. We don't want to waste them on someone who's not going to make it.
I think... What,
Mr. But I think we should go for it. You trust this face to cut you open?
Absolutely. Nothing to cry about. Getting our life back, right?
Thank you. Better not be reserved, no?
What a start, huh? What a start.
Mr. Brown, how did this happen?
Not even sure.
He fell out of a truss. Okay, ED reckons suspected fracture of the wrist and dislocated shoulder, but I think we can happily scratch suspected from that, right?
Yep. My many years of training tell me this is what's technically called smashed to pieces.
It'll mend, though. It won't be wonky or anything.
No wonky guaranteed. Pretty good at these.
Urgent x-ray?
Sounds like a plan.
This says that ED gave you no pain relief. Would you like me to complain on your behalf?
Actually, I said no to morphine.
Right, well, I'm sure you're in agony, so let's get...
Sorry. Why did you say no?
I'm coping right now. I'd like to stick it out if I can.
I really wouldn't recommend it.
Honestly, when the adrenaline wears off, it will be an absolute nightmare.
I prefer not to have any analgesics. I prefer to tough it out.
Dan and Simon withdraw.
There's masochism and then there's just being daft.
I don't think he's getting a kick from it.
Maybe he's a Buddhist. Wouldn't be my first.
No. Something else.
Ah, the old bovine excrement detector.
Oh, yep. Still firing on all cylinders.
In Darwin.
Alexander Morell.
Alexandra. As in lady.
Lady Alexandra?
No.
Doesn't matter. Call me Lexi.
Minister.
Kissogram. No, minister. Forgive the work where I came straight here. Mr. Hope, it's good to see you.
How have you been?
Keeping busy. With some weddings.
Overdoing it.
Probably.
Lexi, this is Moa Fanga. She is...
She's come to let me down gently.
I'm so sorry. This time someone else's need was greater.
I'm truly sorry.
Oh, well.
Lexi sits down on the bed.
I've got, two funerals next week, so probably for the best. I remember cash for the taxi this time.
You are still first reserve.
Will you wish them all the best from me? And good luck to you too.
Thank you.
Sensing the conversation to be at an end, Mo and Elliot leave the room.
She made that easy.
I'd say she let us off the hook.
Yeah, decency, though, costs nothing.
Doesn't magic up a new heart for her, though, does it?
Nope. Unless... Johnny Mac, double or quits, what do you reckon?
Seriously?
Well, we'd have to clear it with Hanson.
We're on the clock.
Clear what?
It's too tight.
Call him, get us a meeting.
Hi, I just wanted to introduce myself. I'm Dr. Tara Lowe at F1. I heard on the grapevine about the block transplant. Is there anything I can do to help?
Yeah, listen, can you get me a decaf tea with milk? Don't squeeze the bag. He does the money.
And a coffee. Lots of caffeine.
Okay. Now, I swore on Daniel's life I'd make you eat this.
Please, I just don't want it, okay?
I hope you haven't eaten anything.
You always wanted me to lose weight.
Sorry.
Don't be.
Just trying to look after you.
I just want some peace. Okay. I know you're trying, but...
A policeman's with Michael.
Oh, now, the victim support people,
no.
They called today.
No. I said no. Okay.
Okay. All right, I'm sorry.
Chrissy joins Michael, who's now alone.
What was that about?
It's not about Sasha. Apparently, Mr. Osten has put the other guy into intensive care for quite some time. How soon before we can hand him over?
Too right. Too bloody right.
Not soon enough.
You know, I think I'm going to take you off this.
Do you think I'm a bad nurse?
No.
Then stop patronizing me.
All right, fine. You booked him his slot?
I'm doing it now. All right? Doing it now.
Man, that's got to hurt. How did he do it?
He fell out of a truss.
Truss? What does that mean? Why hasn't this guy been given any pain relief?
Because he refused it.
And you let him?
Well, that's the idea behind patient choice, no?
Oh, okay then, new man. That'll have to change. He'll need a GA for us to operate.
Yeah, I'm guessing if he refused morphine, he'll probably refuse the GA.
Better convince him otherwise, then.
I agree. Maybe you should give it a go.
Simon smiles politely, then heads over to Mr. Brown. Malik turns and catches Dan looking askance at him.
What? Setting boundaries.
Yeah, well, there's no need to behave like a complete...
I can't stand these agency nurses stepping up like they run the place.
They do run the place.
No, nurses do exactly what the doctors tell them. Ain't that right, Chantel?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Hanson's office.
Warwick gets the heart and lung block because it's more efficient, but his heart's still perfectly viable, so we give that to Lexi. Bosh, we're home in time for next top model.
A domino from a living heart donor, that's intriguing.
I would question perfectly viable. There is a minor ASD on Warwick's heart.
Exactly, minor. Nothing to worry about.
Well, it would certainly announce us to the field. Do we have the team for both operations?
Leave that to us. We can get Mr. Hegg for Lexi's transplant, and we'll do the block on Warwick.
On it. Mr. Hegg will need some backup.
Fine, he'll get us Ms. Naylor. I'll get the patients on side. Done. We're saving lives. Who's with me?
A cautious eye.
Consensus. Good luck.
Chrissy's checking Kevin's blood pressure.
They'll take you to theatre, then remove that, bring you back here, and then you can go home.
Do I get to keep it?
I doubt it. I'll probably need it as evidence. Now, your blood pressure's up a bit. I might get a doctor to take a look at that.
You were, didn't you?
None of my business.
Yeah, well, he deserved it, right?
I'm not interested.
Tell you what he did they?
Nope.
The other fella. He was spying on his daughter in the shower. Me and my bro, I mean, we're not standing for that, I'm telling you now. It's disgusting, isn't it?
Do you know what? I'm not interested in your pathetic excuses, OK? Something up?
I'm just cold.
Cold or chilly cold?
OK, just treat your patients, Chrissy.
Sasha.
Just pass me a blanket, please.
right, I'll do it myself.
Do you have a headache?
Apart from you.
Mr. and Mrs. Randall are in Darwin when Mo strides in.
Guys, slight change of plan.
Oh, no, no, please.
Don't tell me stuck in traffic.
No. What I'm going to ask you, you're not obliged to say yes to. Do you understand?
OK.
Would you consider donating your heart?
No, it's his turn. I mean, we've waited.
No. Not the heart long block. Your heart. The heart we're taking out.
You mean if I die on the table?
No. I mean, after the op, you'll have new organs, so you won't need that heart, will you?
I suppose not.
Well, what if he needs it back? What if the block fails?
By the time that happens, his heart will be out of the ischemic time frame, so we can't factor that in anyway. At least this way, we'll get some use out of it.
Well, it's not really a choice, is it?
Like I said, you're not obliged. You know, there's no strings attaching any of this. It's just a gift.
We need time to think about it.
In that case, we can't do it because obviously we're on the clock. Thanks for listening, though. I'll see you in theatre.
Wait.
Hey, you're going through enough as it is.
What do you know about what I'm going through? Of course. I'll do it, of course.
You sure?
Certain.
Great. We'll get you the paperwork. Thumbs up. Just need a sign on the dotted.
Are we sure we're doing the right thing here?
Ooh, let me think. Getting two people off the list in one day? Yeah.
Changing our plans at the last minute.
Keeps us young.
Well, I could do a...
What, an exploratory lap?
Mm-hmm, if you're in the mood.
I think I might just sit that one out.
OK, but if you are in any more pain, you let me know.
OK.
All right.
So what are you going to do? I mean, it could be sepsis.
Yeah, he doesn't think so.
He's downplaying it.
Really? You think?
Michael, I'm his girlfriend. I know when he's suffering.
Maybe he's more resilient than you think.
He's not.
He's not stupid. He understands the risks of not being straight with me.
He can't hear bad news. Michael, please.
Look, we don't have a slot.
She looks round at Kevin.
We do.
Kevin, is he stable?
Yes. Not mentally, but I'm keeping my eye on him.
All right. Page Mr. Hemingway. Bump Mr. Austin.
Looking hopeful, Chrissy walks out. Mrs. Randall's waiting in the stairwell outside Darwin when Lexi steps out of the ward and stands beside her.
They tend to come after you, you know.
Sorry, I just needed a bit of space.
Bad news. You can tell me. This is real, not a kissogram.
No. Really? I don't know.
Not a test. Don't have to give the right answer.
It's my husband. He has been dying for 6 years. His funeral is organised and paid for and...
And now they're trying to save him.
So, did you not get my text?
I've been in Uruguay, no signal.
I was inquiring about a rematch.
It wouldn't work. I divide my time between here and Montevideo.
Are you flying off there this afternoon?
Wow, for a neurosurgeon, you're pretty brainless. Get the hint.
Actually, we are doing a domino transplant and Mr. Hope wants some support with the heart op while we do the block. It would be a favour.
Give up my free afternoon to observe a procedure I've done before while an outside consultant sucks up all the kudos. All as a favour to a jumped-up nurse who lied to get me into the sack. It's tricky. Nope.
Lexi's room.
I've cancelled your taxi. A heart has just become available.
You're not joking, are you?
I would never do that.
Really?
Yeah, really.
The older woman sits down on the bed to digest the news.
I don't know what to say. I'm thankful, of course. It's just... What happened? How recently? I mean, I was on my way here at 2.
It's best not to think about that.
It's just the thought that as I sat here... No one suffered, did they?
Can't tell you anything about it, I'm afraid.
Lexi's crying.
It's nothing to cry about. Just say yes.
Sasha's in theatre, undergoing surgery.
Right in the duodenum.
Good call, Mrs. Levy.
From the stench, I'd say sepsis.
Thank you, Jack. We are fully staffed.
What happened? You nicked it when you first operated.
Post-op complications, just one of those things.
Yeah, right. Who's been monitoring him?
Chrissy.
Are you insane? The woman's a day away from a breakdown.
Jack, will you shut up?
Come on, if little Miss Muffet hadn't fainted at the sight of blood, we wouldn't even be here. And she's overseeing his care. Brilliant management, Michael.
Jack notices Chrissy.
With the relay on.
In Keller's staff room.
So, you were at med school together?
Yes.
And what was he like?
Very popular.
Really?
Yeah, especially with the girls.
Yeah, actually, I can see that. Certain nurses are mad about him. I thought Chrissy was bonkers to chuck him.
Who's that?
Oh, ex-fiancé. Very hot.
Really? Why'd they break up?
Big mystery. Well, she liked this little bloke, and they were...
Oh, for crying out loud, why don't you just spike his tea and have done with it?
Mr. Brown doesn't want a general anaesthetic.
Ah, yes, the common assault method.
Oh, come on, new man. He'll last 5 seconds if we do it without.
I understand. I just don't believe in completely ignoring what the patient wants.
Yeah, well, I don't believe in letting patients freak out in the middle of a procedure when you know they're going to regret it. All right. Why don't we just say he's not fit to make the decision?
Are you serious? What, and when you're back from the World Court in 6 months, what are you going to do about his deformed arm? Step in any time, ref.
Well, maybe if we get him to sign something on paper, he'll see sense. What?
Why are we indulging this crazy man?
Because he has a right to choose and not be judged.
Simon storms out and Malik follows him.
Just sizzling.
What?
Them. Sexual tension.
Really? You think?
I know.
In theatre.
OK. Patient Morell and anaesthetics next door. Organs checked in by Ring Road 5 minutes ago. Sorry, can you not talk when I'm talking? It's very distracting. Do you want to say something? I want everyone further in. Miss Ofenga is pregnant, not obese. Always good to clarify that one. Any questions? Good. I hate being questioned.
The medical staff shrug when Johnny stares at them.
Okay. Smain, as you are.
Disciplinarian.
Delivers all that matters.
Well, that's getting stuck in on day one.
No point mucking about.
I guess you want to get in as much as you can before, well, D-Day.
Don't stress about that. I'm not going to be gone long.
Well, don't feel pressure to return before you're ready.
Exactly. If I need 2 weeks, I'll take 2 weeks. Sorry. New break.
Don't fiddle with that.
Come on, old pit. When do I get my turn?
Someone was more urgent.
Oh, that bloke who's a doctor, right? She told me.
Don't touch that.
It's freaking me out.
Yeah? Well, you should have thought about that before you started your lynch mob.
You serious? I'm the good guy here. Do you even know what you're doing?
I do know that you are a violent man.
I was forced to act.
No, I am so fed up with people like you, with your big man act, your big tough guy. It's pathetic.
I'd show me more respect if I were you.
Why? Are you threatening me?
No.
Come on, say it to me again.
Missy, stop talking, OK? Just stop now. Come on. Look, I know you're upset, but you can't...
Don't tell me how to behave. You need to go home.
I'm so sick of this.
Missy, you are
not being able to say
anything.
Not being able to, you know, tell them what I really think. Not being able to do anything.
I know.
I did nothing.
That's not true.
He could have.
Yeah, but he didn't. Okay? He didn't. And that's all that matters.
Mo's in the loo with Mrs. Randall.
Slight delay. Little bugger thinks my bladder's a football. I'll get straight back to it.
Worth it, though.
So they say?
Not that I'd know. It's hard to make those kind of plans.
Well, now you can think of the future. Holidays, jobs, that kind of thing.
Everything I imagined was after he was dead. I mean, I do want a family. I hadn't pictured it like this. With him.
Morning!
All right!
Mo joins Johnny outside. Dan's prepping a syringe of clear liquid.
Last chance. I urge you to take it. Okay, well, you're a braver man than I. If the pain gets too much, just bite down on this.
Blood curdling screaming kind of freaks out the other patients.
Mr. Malik? Mr. Malik's going to hold you down while I reset your shoulder. Simon?
Malik and Simon hold Mr. Brown still while Dan takes hold of the man's shoulder.
Absolutely. Stand down, guys.
Okay, fine. I'm sorry. I'll have the anesthetic.
Are you sure?
Of course he is. Good choice, mate. Good choice. We'll get that sorted. No worries. Shall we convene outside?
Simon and Dan follow Malik away from the bed.
So?
Oh, fine. Yes, you win, aren't you? The tough guy.
Completely wasted everyone's time. Thanks, nurse.
Sorry about him. He's
he's a surgeon, yes. I've come across them before.
Why? Not all like that.
We should go for a beer, catch up.
Yeah, normally I would. It's just...
Simon smiles and walks off. In theatre, Mr. Hegg's on standby with Lexi, while in the adjacent room, Warwick's lying on the operating table. Mo appears calm, but Elliot's looking nervy.
Still no backup for Mr. Hegg.
Be patient. If Miss Naylor had stepped in...
You know, I had reservations about the domino. We're barely prepared for one transplant, let alone two.
Don't get stressed.
I am not getting stressed. I am annoyed.
Just have to sit and wait.
Johnny hurries past the door of theatre with a red bag slung over his arm. He gives a thumbs up to Mr. Hegg, then enters Theatre 2.
Someone order a Hawaiian with extra ham.
That'd be me.
Johnny swiftly opens the medical hold-all that's labelled human tissue, and Mo pulls out a plastic bag containing the organs. She reaches in, pulls them out, and inspects them. Elliot's waiting.
Are they viable?
Of course. Where are we on my speeding consultant?
In 15 minutes, if you're lucky.
Right, that decides it then. We'll cancel Morell and just do the block on Warwick. Jonathan, can you tell UKT we'll have a heart to donate?
Stop, Nurse McConey. Look, surely Mr. Hegg can manage for 15 minutes. We need to start. Johnny, can
Miss
you just...
Miss Afanga, you are forgetting this is my theatre and my unit.
Sorry I'm late, guys. Still need me to step in.
Thank you, Miss Naylor. That would get us out of a fix.
No worries. I wouldn't miss it for the world.
Good. Shall we start?
Oh, those are a pre-med. They help the anaesthetic work.
Okay.
Finally, we can get going. Are we all ready?
Mr. Brown, is there anything that you're worried about?
Slots are going thick and fast, people.
Leaving Mr. Brown.
Guys, I want to hold off. He's not happy about something.
Yeah, last I heard, the guy needed an urgent shoulder op.
Malik, he's just doing his job.
Whilst the patient lies in agony. Nice. Nursing from the top drawer.
5 minutes. Just give me 5 minutes. Just get to the bottom of it.
Sorry, these slots are like gold dust today.
I'm not just sticking my nose in. You know I can tell when someone's hiding something.
I'm not saying you are. It's just he's agreed to a G8.
Yes, under duress. Come on, Dan.
Look, if we paid attention to every crazy that came in here, we'd never get through the theatre list. So let's just stick to the plan. For now. Okay?
Chrissy notices Sasha being wheeled on a trolley out of theatre.
It's okay. He's stable.
How did it go?
Got it in time. He's going to be fine.
See, I told you there was something wrong with him. He wasn't himself.
You were right.
Take her off duty. She's losing it.
Yeah, she's going to be fine now.
Kevin Alston. Kevin? Can you hear me, Kevin?
Chrissy told me he was stable.
Kevin, I want you to open your eyes.
This is definitely your handwriting?
Yep. What do you want to do about it?
All right, let's get him into theater now.
I meant about Chrissy.
Little help?
Kevin's bed's wheeled out of the ward by Eddie and Michael. In theatre, Mo's pulling one of the damaged lungs out of Warwick's chest. She drops it into a dish.
Ask histology if they want that for research. OK, do you want to remove the heart or should I?
I feel I should take the lead here in.
Absolutely. Whatever works for you.
Scalp, please. Thank you. This is not good. In fact, this is extremely bad.
Mitral cleft.
Right. Jonathan, can you tell Mr. Hegg the ASD is bigger than we thought? Tell him to stop what they're doing immediately. It's such a shame.
Johnny heads for the other operating theatre.
Time out, guys. There's a delivery problem.
Was it an atrial septal defect? I did wonder if that might screw things up.
It was a minor shunt. Didn't seem like a problem.
Still, pretty major oversight.
Does this face look worried?
Can I not just repair it?
You're not serious.
She's under. We might as well try and complete.
And give her a substandard organ.
She'll still be better off than with her current model.
No, it's best that she goes back on the list and waits.
Because that's worked out so well for her so far. I'm just saying.
Are you confident that you can repair it? Have you done it before?
Sure. Pericardial patch and 4-0 proline, please. You can watch me do it.
Elliot still looks doubtful, but grudgingly nods. Mo uses a surgical needle and thread to deftly and quickly make the repairs. Johnny's standing with Jack in Theatre One, watching Mo's handiwork on a screen.
That's not that hard.
Is that the green-eyed monster?
I'm only jealous of thin people.
Johnny laughs, then heads back towards Theatre Two. Mo glances up quickly at him, but continues to sew small, neat stitches to repair the atrial septal defect. Mo ties off the final suture, then holds up the thread.
Cut, please. Not so hard, huh?
Beautiful work.
In AAU Theatre.
Scalpel.
We'll have to report this.
Come on, give her a break.
Look how it looks, Michael.
They've been through enough.
We can't cover this up.
Who's covering anything, though? We're treating him now, aren't we? Drivers, retract us, please.
What if he doesn't make it?
He's just going to have to now, isn't he?
Yeah, but what if he doesn't?
Well, it was my decision to bump him, so... on me, I guess. Eventually, it is always on me.
You don't think what happened to Sasha is your fault, do you? These things happen. Okay, they shouldn't, but they do.
Well, it's easy to be philosophical when you're the one who saved the day. Scissors, please.
Okay.
Johnny looks on as Elliot carefully removes Warwick's heart from his chest.
Good catch. No jinxing it, guys. Yeah, over to this over.
The dish containing the heart is quickly wheeled towards Theatre One.
Now, this is a sight one doesn't often see.
Not outside a post-mortem, no.
These can I see?
Mo nods to a scrub nurse who moves the surgery monitor to face the glass door so Tara can view the empty chest cavity.
Absolutely amazing.
Lexi's still on bypass when Warwick's heart is wheeled in.
Do you want to check it, Miss Naylor?
Oh, thanks, Mr. Hegg, but I'm good. I'm kind of over seeing organs.
Seen one, seen them all, eh?
Mo and Elliot prepare to transplant the heart and lung block into Warwick.
Just run ahead.
Tara's still watching.
Perfect fit.
It's okay, mate. It's okay. It's just the anaesthetic wearing off.
I can't feel anything.
Honestly, everything's fine. It went well.
It went very well. You'll heal 10 times faster now we've worked our magic. Would you like some more morphine?
No. I'm right. Whoa! I'm feeling all right. I'll just head off.
No, mate, you're not ready. Just
take the morphine.
No, seriously, I'm fine. I'll be all right. Look, I'm free to go, yeah?
No, you are not free to go. You need to sit down and rest.
Please, my wife's expecting
me. We can call her.
And tell her what? How do I explain this?
Explain what?
Please, why don't you just let me out?
The physio needs to come and we need to do your GP referral.
No, I know my GP. My wife knows him.
Look, we can't help you unless you tell us the truth. What happened?
It was Marie's fault. I was treating myself. I'd had a couple of good sales this week at work, and I thought, why not? I called Sadie, but she was busy with one of her regulars. So I called Marie. She's more restraint than punishment. It went wrong. She's a big woman.
Okay, well, doesn't have to go in the notes.
And, if you tell us that you fell over in the street, then we could put that in the letter.
And you won't say anything when my wife turns up.
We're not in the business of humiliating people.
Absolutely not. Your private life is your private life.
Thank you, gents. Thank you. Very understanding. Thank you.
Mr. Brown heaves a sigh of relief while Malik, Simon and Dan take themselves off to a nearby room and close the door. Chrissy's with Sasha when Michael looks in.
You still asleep?
Yeah, but his WBCs are stabilising. And thank you, we really appreciate it.
What happened with Kevin Austin?
I lost my temper.
That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the charts.
He was stabilised, so I risked it.
Tight call.
I know, but he's gonna be all right.
Should be.
I'm sorry. I really am sorry.
You know, you need to get some rest for everyone's sake. I'm not asking you, Chrissy. Don't push it.
He wants me.
He wants you to go home. He asked me to send you home.
He won't say, but I know he's traumatized.
Chrissy, he's not traumatized. He feels stupid.
No one thinks he's stupid.
Well, believe me, that is how he feels. He tried to help Ella. This is how he ended up.
Kevin is going to be fine, so I think we're okay.
Yeah, and I think we should play down the fact that he was bumped for one of our own.
He already knows.
Great. Well, let's hope he's forgiving.
Moe's with Warwick and Mrs. Randall on Darwin Ward.
I'll get Nurse McConey to take you through the immunosuppression regime. It can be a bit complicated, but we do find compliance rates increase with a supportive partner.
Okay.
We can wait, if it feels like too much. I know it's a lot to take on.
No, it's okay. I'm used to it.
It's a big responsibility.
Our other patient is having some breathing difficulties.
The other recipient?
Mo looks up at Tara.
No problem.
In ITU.
Her heart rate's falling. She's bradycardic.
Lexi, stay calm. There's nothing to worry about.
It hurt.
Absolutely. You've had a major procedure.
She's still bradycardic.
Pacer, please.
Here's one I made earlier.
Lex, ignore what we're doing. Try and focus on something else. You going on any nice holidays this year?
No. It's hard to book things when you're on the list.
Yeah, of course.
60?
Yep.
Tara adjusts the pacer and turns it on, while Mo keeps a close eye on Lexi. Mrs. Randall comes to the doorway.
Almost there, Lexi. OK, you feeling any better?
Much. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Don't worry, I get paid to do this.
You shouldn't be here.
Is she the...
Johnny, can you take Maya back to her husband, please?
Can I talk to her?
Absolutely not.
It's OK. We met earlier. She can come in, can't she?
Can't you turn a blind eye? If she's willing.
Well...
I said no.
Johnny, let her in.
Maya slips in and heads for Lexi's bedside. Mo leaves them together and goes after Johnny, who stormed off, looking livid.
Don't make me run!
Recipients do not get to know the donor ID. Relatives of the donor don't get to meet the recipients. That's protocol, and that's what we do.
The way I see it, there's wiggle room.
There is no... no wiggle room. Whose arse is on the line here, yours or mine?
I like to see us as a team.
Yeah, well, I back you up and you drop me right in it.
What? You know I appreciate what you do for me.
Don't just say it, show it!
Shh, not even the children.
Mo smiles at Tara.
Thank you. Doesn't seem to cover it.
His choice, not mine.
Will you thank him? From me. I feel very blessed.
Whole new lease of life.
I hope so. Though it's hard to make plans, of course.
We've just been suspended between life and death.
And now that forces the question. Who am I? What do I want?
Oh, listen to me. I'm not the one who...
Of course you've been going through it too.
Doesn't seem to be fisticuffs.
Johnny's a stickler. I've talked him down.
Not that I'm against people being modern or anything, but it must be hard working with a pregnant wife, especially when she's a surgeon and he's just a nurse.
Confused, Mo looks down at her bump. In AAU, Kevin comes round to find Chrissy standing by his bed.
What happened there, then? Where have you put it?
It's with the police.
Have I had an operation?
Yes. Your condition deteriorated. And although I noticed that your blood pressure was raised, I didn't act on it. Instead, I prioritised another patient. I'm now leaving, and here are the numbers for you to make a complaint.
They've sacked you because of me.
Compassionate leave. The patient that I prioritised was my boyfriend.
I'm not going to grass on you, though. Probably would have done the same myself. I mean, you've got to take care of your own, haven't you?
Not in here. It doesn't work like that.
That's how everything works. See, that's why sometimes you've got to take the law into your own hands.
Well,
you can't just let people take the mick.
Not everyone's like you.
If I'd have just stood there and took what that pervert were doing, I mean, what kind of man would that make me? Don't go telling me it would make me the bigger person. Sick of hearing that from the probation lot.
Some people just turn the other cheek. They don't fight back.
Yeah. They're the ones that end up on the floor.
Chrissy glances over at Sasha. In Darwin, Johnny's using a computer at the nurse's station. Mo returns with Maya, who carries on to Warwick's bedside.
Tara reckons you're the daddy. You'd be a good daddy. Wise, strong, and very stern.
All right, enough.
Well, a triumphant day. Miss Fanger, Mr. McConey, my congratulations.
Thank you. All with Mr. Hope's guidance.
Would you like to meet our patient, Mr. Hansen?
Someone! Please!
Warwick's writhing in his bed.
Help him.
Warwick, can you hear me?
I'm here.
Right, come on, Ryan. We need you out of here now.
Yeah. OK. Quickly, please. OK. Charge 200. Right, I'm clear. No, charge again. I'm clear. Okay, another one. Charged.
Charged.
Clear.
Nighttime, and Chrissy's at Sasha's bedside.
How's the boy genius?
Writing on her walls, apparently.
Poor mother. Did she tell him off?
Yes.
What did you say?
Just you wait till your dad gets home.
Did you say that?
I did.
Did you really?
Mm-hmm.
Did it work?
Apparently so.
You will respect my authoritas, young man. From now on, you will refer to me as Sir.
They share a smile. Then Sasha's face falls.
Do you know what? Feeling so much better. I completely misread that sepsis. Thank you.
Lucky guess. I thought you were just whining.
Well, thank goodness I'm not paid to treat other people.
Sasha.
Chrissy. You're not expected to perform surgery.
But I let you down.
Oh, come on. Could have been a lot worse. Could have been the other way around. Then where would we be?
On Darwin.
No! 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 Somebody! Help us! Keep trying again!
Maya, your husband has died.
No, please, keep trying!
We tried everything we could. Maya, I'm sorry. Come and sit down here with me. Come. It's okay. It's okay. Sit there. Have some water, Maya. It's all right. Just breathe. You okay?
Okay.
Now, we did everything we could, but we weren't able to save him.
It's my fault, isn't it? I wished this on him.
Do you know how many relatives I've seen have doubts like yours?
Really? Because...
Why I ignored it when you said it?
I don't know what I'm going to do.
We do. Don't worry, we'll help you.
What do you like? I'm terrible.
Hey! Off to the bar for a drink and then to a club. You up for it?
No, thanks. Dodgy Achilles.
Oh, come on. It's 90s retro at Goddesses. If you want to be my lover, you got to get with my friends.
Hey, we're not going there. Trust me.
I think I'll pass.
You sure?
Come, I'll be a raspberry if it's just the three of us.
Going to be a raspberry? Don't be stupid.
Come on, guys.
Maybe next time.
If you want to be my lover.
Well, I know you love that song.
I don't get it. All that work. And the operation went so well. I don't understand. What happened?
Severe hypertension. He arrested.
But it happened so quick.
Just wasn't strong enough.
Why don't we leave the post-mortem for another day?
Yeah.
Sitting down next to Mo, Johnny lifts her foot into his lap and starts to massage it.
You gonna come for that drink, then?
Lead me not into temptation.
Oh, come on. Half a glass in your third trimester. Who's going to...
Thanks, but no thanks.
We did our best.
We did our best. All we can ever do. Are you glad I dragged you out here?
Absolutely.
Johnny notices Jack in the corridor. In AAU...
Hey. So, Kevin isn't going to complain. Apparently, he likes your style. Are you feeling any better?
Well, I'm certainly going to sleep tonight.
Good.
Listen, I haven't thanked you properly. I've been so caught up with it all. Thank you.
It's all right. You'd have done the same if the situations had been reversed. Or whatever.
Jack's sitting at her desk reading through a case file when she looks up and notices Johnny standing in the doorway.
Can I tempt you for a drink?
You still here?
Lexi's still recovering in the ITU when Maya approaches. Mo's in the adjoining office and looks up in time to see Lexi take Maya's hand and place it on her chest to feel her heart. Elliot's in his office packing his bag when Mo wanders in carrying a box of donuts.
I Fess up. I ate yours earlier.
Well, at least we're compatible snacks-wise. Should make for a smooth working relationship.
Sorry if I got carried away.
No. You were right to push ahead with the op. You shouldn't worry about that.
I didn't mean to tread on any toes.
No, you didn't.
The ambitious new kid, huh?
Ah, but a man's reach should exceed his grasp. Or what's a heaven for?
My thoughts exactly.
Johnny piles into a store cupboard with Jack, who smacks her head against the door.
You okay?
Yeah, shut up.
Johnny stumbles into some shelving when Jack pushes him backwards. The pair kiss urgently and pause only to rip off each other's clothes.